Right, you're all listening in. Maybe I hope, I hope, I hope, I hope, I hope, I hope.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Dole Pineapple Juice from Hawaii brings you Al Pierce from Hollywood.
Good evening, friends. Well, folks, Christmas is just 4 days away, by golly, and Santa Claus will be here soon by chimney. While you throw another bill on the fire, let's gather around our Christmas tree with Arlene Harris, our talking doll, who is always wound up and ready to go. That prize package, Elmer Blurt, wrapped in silly thing. Carl Hoff and his toy trumpets. Marie Green and her evergreens. Don Reed, our carolier. Eric Burtis, Mel Blanc, Blanche Stewart, Verna Felton, Artie Auerbach, and that great big bag of corn, Billy House. Come on out, Billy.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Christmas cost me $1,000. By golly, that ain't hay.
Well, I don't believe it, Billy.
Well, that's right, Al. I'll tell you, when Christmas rolls around, it's going to cost me $1,000 for Santa.
Santa Claus?
No, Santa Anita.
Well, how do you know you're going to lose?
Well, it happens to me every year.
Uh-huh.
Last year, I bet on a horse called Winter Underwear at the show.
What happened?
It scratched.
Billy, why don't you use your money to go away someplace for a Christmas vacation?
Hey, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Come in.
Good evening, gentlemen. It is rumored around town that Mr. House wants to go away someplace for a Christmas vacation. I represent the Two-Way Stretch Travel Agency. We girdle the globe.
Do I go by train or bustle?
Well, where do you think he's going? To the West Indies?
Why, I have a marvelous West Indies cruise. You touch Puerto Rico, Cuba, spend the day in Haiti, and you sleep overnight in Bahamas.
Bahamas? Not me. I always use the old-fashioned nightshirt.
Then we have cruise number 7B, which takes you over Niagara Falls in a boat.
Wait a minute. You can't go over Niagara Falls in a boat.
You can once. On cruise number 6A, we touch at Java, we touch at Sumatra, we touch at Borneo.
Do we stop at Bali?
Yes, but mustn't touch. gentlemen, I can see the trip now. It's marvelous. Simply marvelous.
Don't throw yourself, don't knock yourself out there.
Thank you. Billy House is standing at the rail, waving. Suddenly the boat whistles. It goes...
The boat goes moo?
Yeah, it's a cattle boat. We cast off the lines and the boat pulls out of its slip.
Must have been a pretty tight slip.
Ah, what gay times you'll have on board. I can see you standing by the funnel with three beautiful girls.
Some funnel, eh, kid?
Yes, but no funny business, Mr. House. If you don't behave yourself, we'll make you walk the plank.
Don't do that. Not that. Anything but that. Hang me on the highest mast on the ship.
Hang you to the highest mast on the ship? Why?
I want to see the Rose Bowl game.
just heard Carl Hoff and his orchestra playing Why Do I Love You from the Showboat. Friends, I know two people who are going to be awfully busy the next few days. That's my wife and my grocer. It's the same in your neighborhood, too, I'll bet. Women rushing around buying all sorts of good things to eat, and grocers rushing around filling extra big orders. Those busy grocers are laying in extra big supplies of Dole pineapple juice, too. They know from experience that folks enjoy lots of that golden cheer from Hawaii at Christmas time. Dole pineapple juice will taste mighty fine first thing Christmas morning, just before the family gathers around the tree to see what old Santa left. Later on in the day, too, when the family can hardly wait for Christmas dinner, keep them happy with Dole pineapple juice. Everybody likes its keen flavor, and when the dinner comes on, they'll all be ready for it. Maybe you're planning a sort of buffet supper or informal gathering for Christmas Eve or Christmas night. And if you are, why not include pineapple juice when you plan your menu? It's the pleasantest beverage I can think of and makes everything else taste better. I'm sure you'll be glad you laid in a big supply of that delicious Dole pineapple juice for the holidays.
Elmer Blurt time. It was the night before Christmas, and all through the snow walked Elmer Blurt in search of some dough. Down through the alleys and through the backyards, he wearily trudges, peddling old Christmas cards.
Fred, there's nobody home here today, I hope, I hope. Gosh, for sure, feet are sure cold. These socks are warm, but they ain't near as good as shoes.
Well, what do you want?
How'd you do, Mrs. Van Wrinkle?
How did you know my name was Wrinkle?
Well, it's written all over your face.
Now, you look here, you moron. You imbecile. You
bet I'm selling Christmas cards. They're cheap, too. 5 cents and 10 cents.
What's the difference?
The 10-cent ones cost more, I guess. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Listen to the pretty verse on them. I hope you like this verse I read. I hope you have a Merry Christmas. I hope. The reason bells ring at Christmas is because somebody's pulling the rope. You like that?
Get going before you hang yourself on that rope.
Oh, gosh, I ain't sold nothing all day. This snow sure is cold, too. I'll try the next house, and if I don't sell nothing, I think I'll ring in for the day and go home. Afraid there's nobody to home here either. I hope.
Merry Christmas.
Huh?
I said Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, gosh, thanks. You sure surprised me. If I tell you I'm peddling Christmas cards, would you still wish me a Merry Christmas?
Yes, of course. Come and see me after the first of the year.
Yeah, but Christmas cards will be kind of out of date by then, won't they? A little bit. Yeah.
Oh.
I try hard all day long to sell stuff. And I never sell nothing.
Oh, no. Oh, there, don't cry. Oh, no, please don't cry. Here's my handkerchief. Oh, maybe you have a nice card I could put in with my husband's present.
I sure have, lady.
Oh, well, now calm yourself and don't cry. I'll take my handkerchief.
Yeah, you want it back?
Yeah, please.
Pardon me for breaking all up like this, but this card here is to Papa, and I wrote it myself. It says, the Yuletide brings the punch bowl, the mistletoe, and holly berry, but it leaves Papa behind the eight bowl when the bills come due in January. You like that?
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. And what a pretty card, too.
Yeah, and very cheap. You get two.
Why, it must be worth about a dollar at least.
Well, now that you mention it.
Here's a dollar bill, and I'm awfully glad you're not. Now, what are you going to do with the dollar? Buy a Christmas present?
Well, I'd like to, all right, but I guess we could sure use some groceries instead.
Groceries?
Yeah. We ain't got much in the house to eat, and Grandma says them grocermen won't give you no flour before they get the dough first. I'll bet you got lots of money, you people.
Well, we weren't always so comfortable. Several years ago, my husband started on a shoestring, and now he owns his own business.
That shoestring was sure lucky for him, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, well, so long, lady.
Goodbye, and a Merry Christmas to you.
Thanks, ma'am, and the same to you.
Who said there wasn't no Santa Claus? Now I can get some of the groceries we need.
Fresh Christmas candy. Fresh Christmas candy. Buy the bag. Oh, hey, mister, want to buy some candy?
Huh? What are you selling, kid?
Candy my mother made. It's only a nickel a bag.
Oh, I need all my money for groceries. I only got a dollar.
Oh, please buy a bag, mister. I'm saving up to buy my mother a Christmas present. And I only sold one bag all day.
What do you want to get your ma?
Oh, I want to get her glasses fixed so she can read again. She busted them.
Well, all right, I'll take a bag. Here you are.
Oh, gee whiz, thanks. Here's the biggest bag I got. Gosh, I can't change a dollar bill. But I'll run down to the drugstore.
Well, never mind. Next time, I'm in kind of a hurry.
Oh, it'll only take a minute. I'll run fast.
You look kind of cold. You better run home. Gosh, your shoes are all worn out, too.
Oh, please, mister. Wait till I get your change.
Your coat's kind of thin for snow, ain't it? Don't you think you need a warm sweater more than your mother needs your glasses fixed?
No, I'm all right. Can I get the doll changed for you, huh?
Well, no, I gotta go. I'm in kind of a hurry. Oh, gosh. Everybody's crying. Don't cry, kid. It's Christmas, and, well, shucks, everybody ought to be happy at Christmas. We've got some beans and coffee left in the house. We got lots of food. Hey, you got two bags of candy?
Sure have.
Well, I'll take them both, then.
Oh, thanks, an awful lot. Well, I'll run and I'll be right back with your change.
I'll tell you, I got a better idea. Wait a minute. Being as this is Christmas and you need it worse than me, you can just keep the whole dollar.
You mean...
Yeah, I got more money. Shucks, and lots where that come from, brother. I didn't tell you before, but shucks, I'm a rich feller. And you know that? Yeah, once I started in business on a shoestring.
Now what?
Well, now I own my own shoes.
Mister, you're a swell guy. You're a pal, no fooling. You're the best. Well, Grandma sees this money. So long.
Well, Merry Christmas to you.
Thanks, mister, and I sure hope you have the same. I hope.
Here's an attractive-looking package under the Christmas tree. Let's see what the card says. It says, tomorrow night. Then it says, to the public from Don Reed. All right, Don, unwrap it.
Darling, we'll laugh tomorrow. the things you said.
To Arlene Harris's house tonight and see what's going on. It is rumored around town that Arlene, Harry, and Junior are going to decorate the Christmas tree, and there should be plenty going on. Let's sneak over and see.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride one horse.
Please, Junior, now don't worry me, dear. Daddy will be back in a few minutes with the tree now. We'll get it trimmed. I want to hang this mistletoe, dear. What's mistletoe? Oh, it's what you kiss the girls under. You always kiss them under the nose, why, Junior. Shame. Now, just supposing I told Santa Claus that. By golly, here he comes right now. I mean, here comes your father. Oh, Harry, for heaven's sake, where'd you get that tree? You chopped it down yourself in Hollywood. Well, I should think you did. Why didn't you take the oranges off? Oh, well, don't bring that thing in here. You can't put it up. You've got to have something to set a tree in. Oh, you brought a smudge pot for that. There, you think of everything, don't you? Well, all right, now I've got the ladder here. Climb up and decorate it so I can get the packages around. I know, dear, the ladder's shaky, but I'll hold it. Stop worrying. Oh, there's a phone. Hello? Oh, hello, Maisie. Oh, I'm in a hurry, dear. Harry's up on the stepladder. Correction. He was up on the stepladder. Yeah, he was up decorating the Christmas tree. Now he's decorating the floor. Well, Harry, could I help it? I had to answer the phone, didn't I? Junior, pick that bulb up here before somebody steps on it. Don't get your father's nose by mistake. Now, Harry, stop clowning and fix the tree. Well, get up on the ladder again, dear. Go ahead. Hello, Maisie? Oh, I was downtown, honey. No, I'd finished my shopping, but I just heard that Harry's wealthy aunt will be here for Christmas. I had to dash down and get her something. Yeah, but you know how crazy she is about beautiful furs. Yeah, well, I got her a box of mothballs for them. Well, that may be cheap, dear. But after all, what did she give me last year? Yeah, a three-piece sweater set, you're telling me. Two knitting needles and a ball of wool. Oh, we fight all the time. Yeah, but she always makes up around Christmas. She's the type that'll forget your past for a present. Wait a minute. What is it, Harry? The ladder's shaking again. Well, I'm coming, dear. I'm coming. Oh, good night. Too late. Now, look what you've got. All the artificial snow scattered all over the floor. That's your teeth. Oh. Well, I knew there was something artificial about it. Now, please, Harry, will you stop clowning and get up and fix the thing? Well, hurry up, or we'll never get the thing decorated. Hello, Maisie? Oh, that was Harry falling off the ladder again. Yeah. Just a minute. Junior, are you using your BB gun in the house? You're shooting at a daddy. Well, be careful you don't break the ornaments on the tree. Oh, Maisie? Yeah, what is it, Harry? Well, just a minute, dear. Oh, you want to put the star up on the top? Oh, all right, I'll be right there. Okay, just a minute. Maisie, I'll call you back, honey. I have to go and hold the ladder. Yeah, I'll call you back later. Goodbye. Now, where is the star? Junior, hand over the star, dear. Now, Harry, you'll have to get right on the top of the ladder. It has to go right at the top of the tree. Oh, I know it's shaking, but I'll hold it. Stop worrying. Right up higher, dear. Higher, Harry. It has to go on the top. Higher. Oh. Now, look. You've knocked down the tree and you've broken the star. Now, what am I going to do? Where am I going to get another star off the top of my tree? Take my pick. You can see a million of them. But it's your own fault. It's a darn clumsy. What's the idea of bringing an orange tree home anyway? With all the trees in California, lemon, fir, every kind of tree he comes...
Maybe Harry should have a parachute after this when he trims the tree.
You know, Al, this year, a holiday grocery list, they're going to include something they've never had before.
Well, what's that, Gary?
Those new Dole pineapple gems.
Say, by golly, now that you mention it, that is right. This is their first year. But we've sure got gems on our grocery list at home.
And so have lots of people all over the country. Every day, more people are discovering Dole pineapple gems. And everyone who tastes this new and unusual cut of pineapple is enthusiastic about it. You know, gems, spelled G-E-M-S, are different. The ripe fruit is cut across the grain into tender, juicy, spoon-sized cubes. Cutting the fruit across the grain releases more of that marvelous pineapple goodness. Why not let the whole family enjoy gems tomorrow, or their great treat by themselves, and just as they come from the can? And gems are greatest in salads and fruit cups and desserts. They're easy to serve because they're spoon size and cube shape. Remember the name, Old Pineapple Gem, G-E-M-S.
Marie Greene and her merry men really take us for a sleigh ride with their 1940 version of that old Christmas classic, Jingle Bell. All right, kids, ring them bells. That marvelous, Billy?
Oh, it certainly was, Al. You know, I'm going to miss Marie when I go away on my vacation.
Well, where are you? What are you going to do on your vacation?
Well, Al, I've made up my mind to go fishing again this year. Last year, I caught about 500 fish.
500? My goodness. So what do you use for bait? Worms, sardines, or flies?
No, just put a dollar bill on the hook and let the fish go out and buy what they want.
Well, this is the wrong time of the year for fishing, Billy. But there's some marvelous hunting right close here, right down in Mexico.
Gee, that is swell.
Yeah, and here's what I've done. I've sent for a Mexican guide for you. He should be here any minute. Come in.
Well, now I'm sugaring days, good like chocolate candy. Woo-hoo-hoo.
Pardon me, are you the intrepid Mexican guide that's going to take you on my hunting expedition?
Could be. I am Pedro Pencho of the firm of Pencho and Pencho, Inc.
Well, what's the ink for?
My partner, he's in the pen. Come, gentlemen, don't dilly-dally around. I'm a guide, and I have one price, $10 a day. Take it or make me an offer.
Well, I'm not going to pay $10 a day just for a man to creep through the woods.
Oh, don't get the whoppity-poppity. I'll creep for $5.
You will?
Yes, I'm one of the cheapest creepers.
Well, Billy, it looks like you're all set to go hunting. What's your favorite wild game?
Post office.
Just a minute, Billy. Post office isn't the wild game.
It is the way I play it.
Pedro, answer me this. Are you really an experienced guide?
Am I an experienced guide? Why, I remember when I captured a cobra in India. I knew it was a cobra by its rattle.
Wait, just a minute.
What's the matter?
A cobra doesn't have a rattle.
As I was saying, I knew it was a cobra by its rattle.
I said a cobra doesn't have a rattle.
This was a baby cobra.
Listen, I'm not interested in snakes. I want to bag a lion and stuff him.
Oh, my little man, you're talking to a lion stuffer from way back. Do you know, I remember the time I was hunting in Africa with my brother, and I came back with a stuffed lion.
What was the lion stuffed with?
My brother.
Well, this is interesting. Pedro, tell us the story. I'm all ears.
I knew it was good. Well, my story opens with a savage yak.
Yes?
My story opens with a savage yak.
Well, you said that before.
Well, you've got to have a pair of yaks to open.
Well, yes. Now, go on.
Well, they charged after me, and I turned around quickly, and I ran through the swamp yelling, quicksand, quicksand.
You yelled quicksand?
Yes, quicksand for hell.
Then what happened?
Well, I came face to face with a savage lion. The lion looked at me and he roared.
What did you do?
I couldn't help laughing myself.
Al, I don't think this fellow's a guide at all. I don't think he knows anything about hunting.
Well, wait a minute. I'll tell you what we will do. Pedro, if you've got some trophies to prove you're a guide, we'll hire you. Do you have any trophies of the hunt?
Have I got trophies? Why, I got bear hides, deer hides, cow hides, and hidey hides, marshes, gooses, flatfoot flooses, rhinos, albinos, meeny-meeny-minos, tails, tails, belts, and smells. Not to mention pajamas, llamas, the papas and the mamas, coonskins, goatskins, wolfskins, shenanigans, bunkers, donkers, donkers, flunkers, seals, seals, and unpaid deals. That's why Doc is well born. Hey!
All right, people, you're hired.
Well, here we are at the end of our Christmas program. And as Elmer Burt would say, I sure hope you all have a very Merry Christmas. I hope. And I hope when you wake up Christmas morning, besides all the other stuff, maybe you'll find in your stocking a nice big can of that delicious Dole pineapple juice from Hawaii.
Columbia Broadcasting System.